Our guest for this afternoon's halftime program is Paul Kresge, president of the Associated Students at Cal Poly. Paul, we're happy to have you visit with us today.
I'm very happy to be here.
Paul, one of the things that always is foremost in the minds of many people at this time of the year is everything ready for the classes to begin on Monday morning?
I'm sure it is. We've have all the students on campus and registered, ready to go. All of the faculty are here, and it looks like everything's all normal.
With a student body of nearly 11,000 students this fall, the activities program and you and your other elected officers of the student body must have been doing a lot of planning during the summer.
We certainly were. Our planning, of course, involved getting everything operating as normal. However, our growing pains forced us into a few extra, and welcome week certainly gave us some difficulties with the large number of students.
Paul, one of the things that is foremost in the minds of a great many of our listeners, I'm sure, is what are the important issues going to be for college students this fall?
At Cal Poly, I suppose the ever-present issue of parking will be here, and students will concern themselves with things on campus and in student government. But college students are becoming increasingly aware of social problems, things that are going on around them in the community, and I'm sure Cal Poly students will be no different, and this increased awareness will increase their concern for community and statewide problems.
I'm sure you're correct in that analysis, Paul. I wonder, though, just why are college students interested in this thing? Why is it important for Cal Poly students, for instance, to be good citizens in the community around them?
In the first place, we're residents here 9 months out of the year, and from little things like paying the phone bill and getting a traffic ticket, we also are here to learn about our future and our future jobs. One of the things, and I'm sure college students are more aware of this than ever, is that we have to become a part of a community, and San Luis Obispo is a fine place to start.
And of course, many of our residents and many Cal Poly alumni have come to San Luis Obispo as students, and of course, many have stayed on, and I'm sure the community is better for this. Paul, I wonder then if we could go from that point. You and I have talked, and you know that we're going to talk throughout the weeks that lie ahead during our halftime programs about the way that Cal Poly students participate in community affairs. Could you give our listeners some examples from the recent past of things that have brought Cal Poly students into their community?
We've had several examples, and one of the most important to me was Operation San Luis Obispo during the floods last winter. We were very glad that a large number of Cal Poly students turned out to clean up debris and fill sandbags, place sandbags. We've had several programs in the local areas with disadvantaged children and handicapped children. And last Christmas, a donation drive was made for toys and candy for Vietnamese children. On a more continuing basis, many architecture students have been involved in redesigning the Mission Mall, the Mission Patio, and are taking an active part in city planning. I think these more continuing things are perhaps the most important.
And they're sometimes the ones that kind of pass by unnoticed. You mentioned the architecture students. I recall last year some students from the Business Administration Department working on some surveys with city governments, both in San Luis Obispo and other cities in the area. Well, Paul, our time is just about gone for today. I want to thank you for being with us. I want to wish you well as you and your other student leaders prepare for the year and get into the year. I hope that you realize all of the goals that you've set up, and I'm sure that our listeners wish you well also. And we'll look forward to talking with you again as the year progresses.
Thank you very much.
Our halftime guest this afternoon has been Paul Kresge, president of Cal Poly's Associated Students, Incorporated.